Welcome to the Voice of Grace, the city of transformation, a place where we are helping people discover and fulfill their God-given destiny, a place where we are doing the work of an evangelist. On this beautiful and blessed cold Martin Luther's King holiday, I was sitting in my office and doing my devotion, and the Lord just began to pour into my spirit as I read the passage of scripture, and I felt led to share this with you. I know all of us have so many things that are coming at us, and there's no non-stop. Many of us, it comes in so many ways that for some of us, we just don't even have the time to process everything that is just coming at us at once. And it seems like you want to say, can it stop for a moment? And so this podcast this morning, you're probably going to say another one again. But I don't want you to see it as another one again. I just want you to listen to the podcast, and I just want to encourage you, in as much as everything is coming at you at once, maybe you didn't have the time to read God's word this morning, neither to pray this morning. And I'm not here to condemn you. I'm not here to judge you. But I felt led to just read to you this passage, which of course it will be part of our Bible study this Wednesday. And it's found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in verses 1 to 11. I pray that these words encourage you today. I pray that these words lift up your spirit. I pray that these words give you hope and give you strength in all that you're going through today. I want you to know that God sees and God knows your situation, and He is going to liberate you, set you free, take you out of that situation. I just want you to trust Him. I'm praying for you, and I'm praying with you. Here's what 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 1 to 11 says. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Why people are saying there is peace, security, then suddenly destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman. They will not escape, but you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake. Let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. And those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet of the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with Him. Therefore, encourage one another, and build one another up just as you are doing, just as you are doing. I want to encourage you. Don't sleep. Be awake. Be sober. You know why? You know why? Because you are a child of the light. You are a child of the day, not of the night. Not of the night. God has not destined you for wrath, but God has destined you for salvation. There's great things to come. When the woman is about to give birth, she goes through pain. The pain that you're going through this morning, it is because your season has come to give birth. Your moment has come to give birth. Your time has come. Your season is at hand. So I just want to encourage you this morning to lift up your head, to look to the hills, from whence cometh your help. I believe your moment is here. Your season is here. God is going to see you through. Hold on to his unchanging hands, and let's encourage one another. God bless you, and God keep you.